Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Gioia, and I'm delighted to be the chairman of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. Welcome to your canal side. And on behalf of my board of directors and especially my colleague, Connie Lydon, I want to welcome you here and thank you for coming out. Get closer to the microphone. Okay. Thank you. Well, we're here today to announce celebrate a new attraction to Canalside. You have witnessed the Explore Museum off to our left, and the under construction is the Longshed Packet Boat exhibit, and soon we'll be starting the Heritage Point construction, which will represent housing and residential for the first time on Canalside. There are a few thank yous that I want to recognize. Two that I don't think are here. One is Sam Hoyt, who 4 years ago was really a visionary and really was pushing for this project. So Sam, thank you. Another one is Joan Bozer. We've certainly heard of many efforts that Joan has supported, and she was an advocate and a real visionary for this project. You know, getting to this day was not easy. And it took a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of work by a lot of people. You're going to hear from folks from the Heritage Carousel folks who really were stalwarts and were very patient with working with us, and which sometimes can be very nice and very pleasant, but at other times it can have some challenges. But I will say that there are three people within our organization that I want to really recognize. Steve Rinaldi, who's the president, Mark Wendell, I know Mark, you're here, thank you for all the work, and Sam Matezik, who really worked time and again to really make sure this to come to fruition. And another person whose support we've had all along with everything we do at Canalside, and who is no stranger to the waterfront, doesn't live too far from here, and certainly frequents the waterfront, and that's our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul. Kathy?
Thank you, Robert, and to you and the members of the Erie Canal Harbor Corporation. Talk about visionaries. You keep wondering how we're going to up the game, and the vision that is displayed by all your members at your meetings and the work that's being done behind the scenes is really nothing short of transformative, and I'm so proud to have the opportunity to work with you, and the governor appreciates your commitment and your public service to this endeavor as well. So your handiwork is all over here as well, Robert, so you should take a bow as well. Also delighted to recognize our Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who's here, and I'll be introducing our Senator Chris Jacobs, and I know Mark Poloncarz is on his way, I believe. Brendan Mahaffey representing Mayor Brown, but also to Lori and to the labor of love, and to you and Connie and the volunteers who have worked tirelessly in not beautiful, glamorous conditions, but with paintbrushes and out there working so meticulously to bring new life back to these characters that when children see them, they will think they are real ostriches and real sea serpents and real horses. And so I am so excited. As someone who not just rides my bike here every morning that I'm in town, and I just flew in from Long Island, I'll probably be on my bike tomorrow morning. I actually bring my Canalside gloves whenever I'm riding so I can get ready for that. But I love it here. But to know that in addition to, as Robert mentioned, the long shed, which is going to attract individuals who are fascinated with the state's history and how the long boats were part of opening up commerce to literally the Midwest and opening up New York City to Albany to Buffalo, that story will be told. The story for children through their eyes, told through this museum, exploring more. What an extraordinary experience that is. The passive recreation, the ability to just to see the beautiful lights as the lights come on the silos at night, and the energy that now exists here. You know, millions of people are coming down to Canal Side, a place that was just abandoned and overlooked. My commute every day was over this skyway, and we're going to be transforming the skyway while we're at it. Why not? We're doing incredible things here, but I'm so glad I've lived long enough to see a rebirth of a community that is now family-focused. Because I have been waiting a long time for carousels. I have a confession to make. I am actually crazy about carousels. Whenever I go to a city, when I lived in Washington when my kids were little, I was searching constantly for a carousel, not for them, but for me to go on. And to know that this is going to be in my backyard and the center of attractions here. I don't have any grandkids yet, but I don't know what my kids are waiting for. But I'm thinking this carousel may just put them over the top. And so when this opens next June, I anticipate there will be adults here. Well, this place will be kids running around. We'll have a chance to really see a Buffalo that we never saw, that we could only dream about. And there were some dreamers. I do want to mention Joan Bozer, because years ago, I would say it's at least 10 or 15 years ago, she told me she had this idea of having a solar-powered carousel. And I said, wow, that's pretty out there, Joan, but you know what? That's what Buffalo's all about. That's why we have this opportunity, because there are people who dream big, who think big, and then there are the entities that support them. The state of New York, NYPA. Lou is here representing NYPA as well, and Carol. I mean, all the great work we're able to use bringing $1.2 million from the power proceeds, but also our state legislators, they stepped up. But our philanthropic organizations, who will be listed shortly, they stepped up. And that is what Buffalo is all about. When there's a great idea, we don't just say, let's talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. That's the old Buffalo. The new Buffalo says, let's get it done fast, and let's do a ribbon cutting as soon as humanly possible. That's the difference. That is the psychological shift, the can-do attitude that didn't exist when I was growing up. It is on fire now, and we're finally getting the recognition and the accolades from all over this country of what's going on here in Buffalo, our transformation of Niagara Falls. If you've not been to the state park lately, you need to see how we've transformed that area. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be down in Jamestown experiencing the Comedy Center. So this is the place to be, and I'm so glad for everyone here who never gave up on Buffalo, and now are able to see here what a true transformation looks like. So with that, I'd like to bring up our partners in government, starting with Senator Chris Jacobs, who I know has a little girl who's going to be playing here next summer, and we're so excited to have her involvement as well. Look forward to meeting her as she gets older. So thank you, Senator Jacobs.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor, and it's an honor to be here today, and what an exciting day it is. And I just want to first congratulate the leadership team here for the carousel, all your hard work over the many, many years of bringing this to where we're seeing it come to fruition. As the Lieutenant Governor mentioned, there's a couple people in town when they have an idea, it usually ends up being a good one. I remember sitting at Chef's Restaurant nearly 10 years ago with Bob Cressy, and Bob mentioning about the idea of a carousel. And I know Joan Bozer shared that idea, or maybe initiated it before him. They've done so, collectively, between the two of them, done so many for this so many great things for this community. When they discussed the idea of a carousel, and I just thought it was a great one, and when I got into the Senate, it was something I wanted to see if I could be helpful to bring to reality here. You know, when you move into a new house, sometimes you'll find something up in the attic that's really neat. When I moved into my new my Senate office when I was elected 3 years ago, we went through old budget documents and we discovered $2 million that had been allocated for the waterfront, which was never spent. And it really didn't say where it was supposed to go. So we were presented with this great opportunity to decide. And the carousel was absolutely one of them. And I also thought, really what was important here, I think one of the great things that has happened here at Canal Side is it seems like every year we have another ribbon cutting for something new. So we continue to have more momentum. People have come last summer, want to come again because they want to see the new thing. And so with that $2 million, $1.5 million of it, we dedicated to Canal Side directly. $500,000 to the expansion of the Naval Park, $500,000 to explore more, $500,000 to make the carousel reality. Exploring More is now up and running. Isn't that exciting? We're going to have this next, and of course the expansion, and many, many more great things here as we continue to build the excitement. So again, thank you for allowing me to say a few words. I've done little, you've done a lot. The leadership team here and all the volunteers look forward to being here when it really is up and running. Thank you very much. Eminati. And Sean Ryan, he's running for my Senate seat, but I assure there will be no money left when he gets on.
I know you'll leave a few $1 million in some drawer, Chris, so we appreciate that in advance. Well, great to see everybody today. You look out into the crowd and you see people who had visions for the waterfront long before anyone had any vision. I see Peg Overdorf there, and she's been talking about ways we can use the Buffalo River when nobody wanted to go near the Buffalo River. And I see John Montague, who's been walking around the city of Buffalo for 20 years with some color print saying, here's what we could do, you know, on the Black Rock Canal. Here's what we could do at Canal Side. And it's the same thing. You know, nobody could see what you were talking about, but today we're embracing your vision with the long shed. So thank you to John. Thank you to Peg for thinking the way that you thought, but also seeing what other people couldn't see. And I would count the carousel people amongst that group. You know, early on in my career as an elected official, a group came to my office and met with staff. And I saw on the menu, carousel people. That's what they said on the thing. And I thought, who's the carousel people? And then the staff came and briefed me and said, there's a group of people who are really passionate. It's a new organization, not much track record, but we think you should become heavily involved in it. And I was skeptical. Then the staff came and brought the carousel people all back together. And I walked out and I was convinced. And then right after that, Bob Cressy in the Wendt Foundation said they're going to put up acquisition money. And he had a condition on the acquisition money, and that is that the carousel would be at Canal Side. So I met with Bob, and he told me he was confident in the project. So at that point, I had about $600,000 of money that could go towards nonprofits that ordinarily would have been divided by 6 or 12 people. And once again, it was my staff who made the recommendation that we take all of that money and dedicate it towards one single purpose. And that single purpose was the rehabilitation of the carousel. And I can't tell you how pleased I am to have been involved with the early stages. And there was hurdle after hurdle after hurdle because it wasn't an easy project. So we had to acquire it, then you had to rehabilitate it, then you had to find a site for it, and then you had to find all the money to build a building and design a building. So it went on, but each time there was incremental movements forward. The group became more experienced. They had a crisper vision as time went on, and then we had complete buy-in from the governor to ESD, Empire State Development, down to ECHDC. Robert Gioia said this is a project we need to get done, and everyone came together. So I can't tell you how happy I am that this is going to come to fruition. And just think that every year we come down here, we announce we're going to be able to do, you know, one more thing. A couple of years ago, we said we're going to be able to ride a bike ferry. Wow, that's pretty cool. But this time next year, I spent the summer riding a carousel and going to the long shed to see a historic boat being built. So things are getting better and better at Canal Side. But the vision is coming from the people in the city of Buffalo, the people who are sitting out here in the audience today. They know what they wanted, but they really had a sense of what the people want when they come down to Canal Side. So we're seeing implemented a real people-centric vision where we're going to be able to use Canal Side like it's our back porch. And I look forward to coming down to our back porch and taking a ride on the carousel. Thanks for all your work. But many, many partners on this. One partner was the City of Buffalo, and it's my pleasure to bring up my friend, my neighbor, Brendan Mahaffey, who's the Executive Director of the City of Buffalo Department of Environment and Strategic Planning. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you, Assemblyman. This was indeed a long time coming. The City of Buffalo's commitment, Mayor Brown's commitment to this was some time ago. We are standing on what is or what was maybe at this point in time. I don't know when the exact closing is, City of Buffalo land. The mayor announced several years ago that he would make a commitment to providing the space for the carousel to be built here when it was in its early days. The Carousel Group, who have pulled this off and have, I have to say, persevered, and you don't maybe necessarily always associate fighting with the carousel, but they fought to make this a reality, I can tell you, because they were put through the paces to make sure that this was going to be a sustainable project, that this was going to be a project that spoke to all people in the City of Buffalo. One of the things that the mayor really insisted on that the carousel organization stood up and followed through on very quickly is to show that this is something that was going to be enjoyed by every resident of the City of Buffalo. And the carousel organization again secured letters from the African American community, leaders in the African American community and organizations, the Hispanic community, the New American community, to really demonstrate that everybody was going to be welcome on this waterfront and enjoy this asset. And that was a key part of the mayor's commitment to making sure that the space was available. And in addition to that, making sure that it was transferred for only a dollar to the for this incredible achievement here on the waterfront. So we are very happy in the City of Buffalo to have another tremendous asset that is going to go forward on our waterfront. And again, an asset that is going to speak to all people. We're also very happy as part of the Greenway Commission to be able to work with our partners at the county, to the Buffalo Olmsted Conservancy, and the New York Power Authority to dedicate $200,000 to this as well. So, you know, congratulations. Again, I don't think many people can appreciate the incredible work and perseverance and fight that you put forward. And it really is an honor, Lori, to now introduce you after all of this and all of the work that you have put into this to add your comments to today's incredible achievement, which is the groundbreaking for the carousel.
I have to read this because it's such a long list, so bear with me. On behalf of the Buffalo Heritage Carousel Board, we gratefully acknowledge the sponsorship of generous supporters who have helped to return our historic carousel back home to Western New York, and furthermore, provide support for the construction of its new home at Canal Side, where it will be the newest attraction for families to enjoy in 2020. Today is a milestone in our project timeline that began in 2014 when the Buffalo Heritage Carousel was established. Its mission was to locate, purchase, restore, and operate a locally manufactured antique menagerie carousel to serve as a family destination at the newly emerging Canal Side area and power it by the sun to promote the use of renewable energy, of which our area is a pioneer. In 2014, we discovered the perfect carousel that was owned by a single family since its purchase in 1924. This carousel was known as the DeAngelis Carousel. This vintage Spillman Engineering Carousel is one of the finest examples of the North Tonawanda Company. It was in storage since 1956 and is composed of rare and extraordinarily carved animals. In August 2015, the carousel project was given a heartbeat when the Margaret L. Wen Foundation graciously provided the acquisition funds for this historic and important carousel. The trustees saw the beauty and pleasure that this carousel would bring to the community and fully embraced the project. Thank you, Bob Cressy. Not long after, in October 2015, Assemblyman Sean Ryan sponsored a grant for $600,000 for restoration of the carousel. This was a tremendous boost, as so needed to start restoring these historic figures. Thank you, Sean. One of the next major tasks in our journey was to secure a site where a building could be constructed to house and protect this rare gem for the community to enjoy for generations to come. In February 2016, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announced that the city will transfer the land to the ECHDC for the carousel. This was a major boost to our project, and it was essential in order for the project to move forward. Thank you, Mayor Brown. Later, in September 2016, Governor Andrew Cuomo awarded a $1.2 million challenge grant for the project for construction of the carousel enclosure and stated that it would become the jewel of the canal side crown. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. Not long after, in December, KeyBank and the First Niagara Foundation generously met the governor's challenge and together contributed the $1.2 million to match the governor's grant. We wish to acknowledge Gary Quinville from KeyBank and Elizabeth Gurney from First Niagara Foundation for this tremendous gift and ongoing support, assistance, and enthusiasm for our project. This is very significant. Early support gave the project wings. Thank you. In August 2017, New York State Senator Christopher Jacobs, who saw the value of the project for the community, sponsored a $500,000 grant, giving the project more momentum. Thank you, Chris. In March of this year, the Buffalo and Erie County Greenway Commission awarded the carousel project that celebrates the use of renewable energy a $200,000 grant for the building construction. Thank you so much. Then, this past July, the Russell J. Salvatore Foundation provided the BHC with a pledge of support of $250,000, recognizing the family gathering place that it will provide for the community. Thank you, Russell. In addition to these tremendous major donors, we are so grateful for the individual donors who have sponsored carousel figures and chariots. As of today, 12 animals and one chariot have been adopted. 25 animals, two chariots, a Wurlitzer band organ, a working miniature carousel model, and scenery panels are available for sponsorship. This is quite an impressive list of supporters, and we are thankful to all of you and are so excited to be working toward our grand opening in summer of 2020. I want to take this moment to recognize the hard work, dedication, talents, and perseverance of the Buffalo Heritage Carousel Board. The 11 board members composed of educators, design and business professionals, carousel enthusiasts, and visionaries have worked industriously and with great passion for 6 years to bring this project to life for our community. We could not have done this without you, all of your encouragement, support, and belief in our mission. Thank you, Board. I also want to thank Jim Smyton of Phillips Lytle and Corky Berger, our fundraiser, for being with us since inception and being there to guide us through all the moving parts of this project. And we could not have done that without your help. Last but not least, I want to recognize the dedicated volunteers who have worked conscientiously for 2.5 years restoring the carousel animals. These local artists have worked under the direction of Rosa Patton, our National Carousel Restoration Artist, and Helen Ronan, BHC Board Treasurer and Artist. Your work is outstanding, and we sincerely appreciate your time, talent, and expertise. Your artistry will be appreciated for generations to come. In closing, all of you have been instrumental in making this project come to life. And the BHC will continue to work diligently to complete the construction of the building and the carousel's restoration. This groundbreaking ceremony represents another major milestone for the carousel project that initiates the construction of the carousel's new home. This family attraction is a simple pleasure that is sure to put a smile on your face of all of its riders and all of its admirers, one spin at a time. Thank you so much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.